You think the real estate market is treacherous today? Try England in the late 1530s. That's what the nursery rhyme Little Jack Horner is really all about. Here to explain is our London librarian, Chris Roberts. He's the author of Heavy Words, Lightly Thrown, The Reason Behind the Rhyme, and he's at our London Bureau. Hello again, Chris.
Hello. Hi, Debbie.
So who was Little Jack Horner?
Little Jack Horner was actually Thomas Horner. The name Jack comes up in nursery rhymes a lot, usually to reflect a slightly knavish character, a bit of a ne'er-do-well. So I suspect that's why they've changed his name to Jack from Thomas. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in a thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Where to begin with this? This is talking about the dissolution of the monasteries, Henry VIII taking property from the Catholic Church. Jack, as we know, was actually called Thomas Horner. Now, he was a steward to the Abbot of Glastonbury during the reign of Henry VIII. This is how the story goes. He was entrusted to take some title deeds of properties to Henry VIII as a bribe, so the abbot could keep the main monastery but was prepared to give away some of the lesser properties. Now, the title deeds were held concealed in a pie, and that Jack's off to London. But instead of delivering the bribe to Henry VIII, he helps himself to the pie, puts his hand in, pulls out a plump piece of real estate, in this case a place called Mell's Manor, and thinks he's very clever for doing this. That's one version of it, that Jack is a thief and he's stealing the bribe that's intended for the king.
So was this common? Is there historical evidence to support the theory that bribes were often delivered in pies?
It comes up bewilderingly often in nursery rhyme. And I think the pie is used as a metaphor. I think it's not necessarily what we would think of as a pie. It's just referring to a means of concealing a document, concealing anything. It could be jewels in some cases. Now, the Horner family, who incidentally lived in Mell's Manor until the 20th century, are quite outraged at this slander of their ancestor, and understandably so. There are actually two rhymes that mention Mr. Horner. The first one that mentions him is Hopton, Horner, Smith and Thin. When the abbots went out, they came in. And a much more likely reading of what happened is that Thomas Horner, along with the other people mentioned in the previous rhyme, Hopton and Smith and Thin, were up-and-coming gentry. They were Protestant, they were local merchants, doing quite well for themselves in the area around Glastonbury, and that they bought the property. You can see it as an early example of gentrification. They bought the property at the time, admittedly at a knockdown rate, and admittedly the land had been stolen from the Catholic Church by Henry VIII. This seems to be what happened after the dissolution of the monasteries. The king didn't keep all the land for himself. He distributed it amongst his supporters so he could then rely on their loyalty should anything occur in the future, should there be a rebellion in the future. I suspect that I can't prove this, that the popular Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie version is actually the Catholic take on proceedings there.
Chris Roberts is the author of Heavy Words, Lightly Thrown, The Reason Behind the Rhyme, and he's a librarian at Lambeth College in South London. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Debbie.